Joining us from Washington, D.C., my congressman, as a matter of fact, from the 7th District of Texas, Congressman John Culberson. Congressman, great to have you with us.
Ed, it's wonderful to be with you.
The Zero Tolerance Program, we had the sheriff from Laredo, Texas, join us earlier, and he says they've had a 60% crime rate drop in Laredo, Texas, and you're telling me that we've had a 78% crime drop in Del Rio, Texas. I don't think Congress acted on anything. Did the president issue an executive order, or did our local law enforcement, along with some brave judges in the Border Patrol sectors, finally just say, we'll just do it ourselves?
Ed, in fact, it's true. There's good news on the border, and it's because of local initiative, local elected officials working together as a team. I've been proud to be a part of that team on the Appropriations Committee. I serve on the Homeland Security Appropriations Subcommittee and on the Judiciary Subcommittee. So our committee controls the money flowing both to the Border Patrol, to Homeland Security, and to the Marshals Service and the U.S. Attorneys. So I've been privileged to work with the
But what changed? What brings about a zero-tolerance program, and what brings about a—I mean, Congress appropriations doesn't change everything. Something changed. What was it?
What changed was teamwork, initiative on the part of—I took the initiative to contact the local officials, the sheriff, the U.S. attorneys down there, the judges. It's been a team effort, Ed, that has literally bypassed the White House. We're doing this with the help of the local Border Patrol sector chief. Carlos Carrillo is the sector chief in the Laredo sector, Chief Randy Hill in the Del Rio sector. They've been magnificent. It's been the federal judges there. Judge Alia Ludlam in the Del Rio sector has been tremendous. It's a local initiative, Ed, bypassing the White House. It proves that law enforcement, common sense tells us that law enforcement works. This is not rocket science, and we are enforcing existing law, using existing personnel and existing resources. All it took was backbone and teamwork at the local level with the Congressman Henry Cuellar representing Laredo, Congressman Ciro Rodriguez representing Del Rio, and I'm from Houston. I've literally been working with those guys arm in arm with the judges, the sheriffs, the marshals, the U.S. attorneys, the Border Patrol, and we have literally closed the border in the Del Rio sector, the Laredo sector. They're arresting everybody that comes across the border. Everybody gets a little jail time. The law's being enforced, and as a result, the word got out to the illegals, don't cross in the Del Rio sector or Laredo. The crime rate has plummeted 60% in Laredo, 76% drop in the crime rate in the Del Rio sector. And then finally, the illegal crossings in the Del Rio sector, Ed, are at the lowest level they have ever seen since they first started keeping statistics in 1973. And all it took was backbone, teamwork among everybody involved to enforce the law. Existing law and law enforcement works.
So this could have been done. And you've toured the border. You've been to Arizona. You've been, of course, along the Texas border. And you've talked to these border sector chiefs, Border Patrol sector chiefs. And it's different in each sector.
Right.
That's, I think, the hardest thing for our listeners to understand is that, you know, literally every one of these sectors can operate independently, and they can choose to enforce most of the law, some of the law, or none of the law.
That's right, and that's why it's so important for the congressman to get involved. Congressman Cuellar and Congressman Rodriguez and I are friends. We serve together in the Texas legislature. They're Democrats, I'm Republicans, but that's irrelevant. We're Texans, and we're committed to law enforcement, and we're doing this as a team with the local Border Patrol sector chief in Laredo and Del Rio. And in fact, Ed, I'm proud to tell you that we are on the brink of rolling out this zero tolerance program in the Brownsville sector with the help of the sector chief there, the chief federal judge there, Judge Hinojosa, has been very supportive. It is a team effort, and it literally took the initiative of me working with my colleagues, Congressman Cuellar and Rodriguez, and we're just bypassing the White House, and we're working directly with the sector chief and the judges and the law enforcement. It truly is a team effort, and the country needs to know.
Well, and on the other side of it, though, for a moment, you bypass the White House. The White House doesn't need to call up the Border Patrol and say, by the way, your orders today are arrest people. Wasn't it really a case where the local authorities were waiting for some leadership that never came?
Ed, that's so true. The local officials were starved. They were looking for leadership. This is an effort that literally started in Del Rio because of the work of federal judge Alia Ludlam, who I hope will be on Laura's show. We need to get her out there to talk to the public. She's a magnificent federal judge appointed by George Bush. She literally about a year and a half ago got sick and tired of the U.S. attorneys going home early, the law not being enforced, and she called everybody into her courtroom and said, this is going to stop. We are going to enforce the law. Crime is out of control in Del Rio, and we're going to put a stop to this. And here's the existing law, been in the books since 1952. There's been a law in the books that has not been enforced, and the law is now being enforced in Del Rio. The law is being enforced in Laredo, and it's because of teamwork between members of Congress like myself and Cuellar and Rodriguez, the federal judges, and we're going to take it to Brownsville next. The border is going to be safer. The local community supports this. The Hispanic residents on the border support this effort because the crime rate's down. It'll make the country safer, and it's a great success story. It proves we don't need immigration reform.
It can be done. Keep it up, sir. Great work. Congressman John Culberson from the 7th District of Texas. All it takes is deciding to enforce the existing laws that are on the books today. You don't have to wait for Congress to act. You don't have to wait for the president to mandate. You just enforce existing laws. 60 and 78% drop in crime, Laredo and Del Rio, respectively. You're listening to the Laura Ingraham Show.
Thank you. We're not going to erect barriers and fences.